Had we known as we were going in the plane what was to happen before we came back, we would not be so light. So even sometimes when we like to know what will happen next, I mean, I like to know what's in the future or whatever it is. I realize that this is compassion, that it doesn't let us know, that we blindfold it step by step. All we have to know is that he knows, and that our hand is in his, he's holding our hand, that he's leading. If all the time we think, oh, there may be a hole in there, oh, there may be a hill, no. But sometimes also for us, for instance, our whole life was directed in every minutest detail personally by Baba. Not a single thing was our own. I mean, even though we know Baba knows, nothing was secret, nothing was private, nothing was ours. I wasn't mine, so my time wasn't mine, my thoughts weren't mine, my words weren't mine, my actions weren't mine. It's all Baba's. And now, therefore, in the latter years, in the late or mid-60s, what Baba started doing was very gently preparing us in a way to decide on our own, or offer decision, or he would say something would come up, and he would play the part of that he didn't know what to do about it. He was puzzled, and he would say, "What do you think?" And he looked surprised and said, "Baba, whatever you say will do. I mean, whatever you want. What? No, no, but I'm asking you, tell." So there again, that was an order, you tell. So we would start and say, "Well, we think it could be like this." And I found that after a while we got so good at it, whenever he asked, that sometimes we were doing it before he asked. You know, we were saving him the trouble of this, or especially where it concerned Baba, as a protecting him. But I realized that little by little Baba was giving us. But now the most difficult thing right then for us was, we are not advanced, we don't know. We feel so emptied more and more and more. Which I tell myself is fine, hollow, that's where the bamboo is. Holy, that's where the holes are. And only then can his breath come through, the music, the sound of his silence, whatever. So we just go along. But then I tell myself, when we have decided something or advice, is it the right thing, Baba? Because how do you ask? We ask, we talk, how do we know? Then I've come to learn through that more and more, that and also not only from our things, from hearing the lives of his children, who love him, and whom we love, whom he loves. And we find that much of the pain we bring on ourselves because of any decision that we have to make, or anything that we are confronted with, or anything we are faced with, when we do, we have to put Baba first, and ourselves second. I don't say that we've come to the point where we don't exist, but we are second. Even a zero can be second. We are second. But it's only when you place yourself first and Baba second, then comes the pain, then comes the trouble, then comes the magnifying of the problems. It's just this. Am I really putting myself, am I really, really doing this to Baba? Am I putting myself first or him second? Because he's the one, the only one. And he would describe in this lovely gesture that I came to love, all of illusion like this. A zero. It's a round circle. Or once he referred to it as a potato, which is a rotten potato or whatever. But you know, a circle. Now a zero also has a place. Only if it is linked to the one, if it's after the one. Place the zero before the one, then it's. So he's the one, the zero is linked after him. That zero, which is us, Baba lovers' lives, has a significance, has a meaning, because it is linked to the one. Because of the one, our lives also can have meaning. whether one is a salesman or a businessman or a doctor or a lawyer, it's not what you do, but is love you apply to whatever you do, or simply it comes through because of him. Just comes through, whether you're a postman or a teacher or whatever it is, or a musician. It comes through. Sometimes you're conscious of it, you're consciously applying it or not. Then, as Baba is the one and we're the zero after the one, Baba is number 10. So number 10 includes all the other numbers. 5 does not include 10, but 10 includes 5. 10 includes 7. 10 includes 3. So then, it follows that no matter, even if those whom we know, who will only accept Baba as Jesus, or any, no matter what or where, it all reaches Baba. Because all is included, Baba is all inclusive. Being a complete number, the 10, all that is included in Baba. So none of that escapes. It may take longer to get there through the pipes, that seems, but none of it escapes. And that is why Baba has said to his lovers, to his disciples, to his close ones, that because of your love for me, because of your connection with me, because you are linked with me, those who are linked with you by relationship, family relationship, or friendship, or whatever, will also receive. They are also benefited with my love, my grace, my blessing. You know, because his is unlimited. When you throw water, the sprinkle, the drops come, reach far and wide, and not limited to that particular little spot where you're putting it. So Baba's reaches out just all over. Especially the you see how the link follows the link, and right through. It's like the compartments of the trainer, as he has said, like that. Then look at the magnitude of his giving, of his blessings.